This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 134. Don't aggro the toast.
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best,
the fucking best,
girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to yet another episode of the ESH podcast, people.
I raise my glass to you, homies.
I will tip my Taco Bell cup to you in your general direction.
Yay! I like Taco Bell.
And then sip. I effing love Taco Bell.
Fuck, you know, yeah, it's Taco Bell.
You know what else I love?
No.
Our website.
Sorry.
Yeah, you thought I was going someplace else, but not yet. That's later in the show.
Okay.
You, however, should visit us on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is?
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that we've written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can use the hit us up link. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we're also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. The ESH podcast airs proudly on the All Games Radio Network, found at allgames.com, on Monday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time. So definitely make sure that you get your favorite frosty beverage. I like the Mountain Dew. And be sure to listen to our show as well as some other great shows like Super Happy Fun Time Show,
Yell,
Evil Avatar, Bobby Blackwolf Show.
Did we say Super Happy Fun Time Show already?
Super Happy Fun Time Show. Look, you can't say Super Happy Fun Time Show enough.
I know, because they're awesome.
Well, and it's just fun to say.
And don't forget Video Game Outsiders.
Ultimate Quest.
And,
well, Chatterbox, us. There's all kinds of great entertainment. I didn't get to be a part of Friday Night Gaming with Bobby Blackwolf last week, which they did Street Fighter 4. But I will make it there. It's just a fun time. So if you enjoy what we do, you'll definitely get a kick out of some of the other really fun, entertaining people at the allgames.com website. So be sure, check them out.
Yeah.
With that said, we do have some things that came to us through our Hit Us Up link. So first of all, for just the people that came through and just wanted to say hi, what's up, and shed some love, we appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
Right back at you. We love people that are just finding the show, whether it's through the allgames.com fam or other places. Welcome to the land of Esh. Make yourself comfy.
There's enough space in bean bags.
We've got plenty of bean gags. We are, however...
Gags?
Yeah, I did. I meant to say bags, but I got a little stuck in the
wow,
back of my throat.
Sis.
Well, we have those too, but that's in the other room. That's ESH After
wow.
Dark. That's the other
Holy
side.
Holy crap. That just opened up my mind right now.
Oh, please. You who went to a fetish flea. I mean, come on now, really?
Yeah.
So, definitely welcome to the land of Esh. We're kind of nutty here, but that's okay. That's
a little.
Tiny bit. But... definitely. Welcome. Enjoy the ride. Don't see
Yeehaw!
Us. So, couple of questions that came through.
Enjoy the ride. I'm enjoying the ride.
That's fantastic. Couple of questions that came through the Hit Us Up link on the website. So, the first one that we had was asking us, and it was from Ariel, who is a longtime loyal listener and visitor and poster on the website. Hi,
we love you, girl.
Heart to you.
Heart hugs.
If either of us had played Eternal Sonata and what our thoughts were on it if we had. I do not, as a rule, play RPGs. I just, if I'm going to do something turn-based, I'd rather play a board game.
But you liked Kingdom Hearts, and that's slightly turn-based.
Yeah, but it's really more of an action RPG. I'm not sitting there going, okay, all right, it's my turn to attack. What do I want to use? I want to use health. Who do I want to use health on? Menu, 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 menu. I want to use health on blah, 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 blah character. Okay, and now, big grandiose animation that I have really nothing to do with. I'm not hitting any buttons. I'm just watching the computer go, ba ba ba. And then a little sprite of light on the other character. And then I hop back 3 spots into my spot and watch in horror as the enemy starts hopping over to me. And no matter what I do, my character's just going to sit there and take it like a little bitch.
Dun, 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 dun.
I fucking hate that noise. So, no, I don't do the typical really turn-based RPG games. Action RPG games like Kingdom Hearts, I actually enjoy because I get to freely move my character around. Yes, there are elements of magic. Yes, there are elements of the RPG turn-based piece of it, but it's not all turn-based.
It is not all-encompassing.
Right. I still get to freely move my character around, and if I want my character to block in the middle of an attack, I can make them block in the middle of an attack. So I still feel like I'm interacting with the game as opposed to watching a choose-your-own-adventure. I actually feel like I'm participating. And those are the games that I enjoy. So Eternal Sonata is not one that's on my list. Now, I've seen it played, and I've heard a lot of people really, really enjoy it. Okay. And they're people that I trust. So I'm going to say, if it's something that you're wondering whether or not you should invest in, worst case scenario, rent it.
That is the cure for all for that curiosity.
Big time.
Don't wanna buy it, rent it.
Rent it. Either from your local GameStop if they do the rentals, because some of those stores do rentals. I said do-do.
Or you said do-do.
My renting modus operandi is Gamefly.com.
Wait, is that MO? Is that what MO means?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and you've been taking criminal justice classes for how long?
Maybe. I never knew what it meant. I just knew what it meant. I knew what it meant in practice without policy.
Okay.
Which is about the same thing.
Yeah. About, but you should. All right, anyway, that's another podcast. But I like doing stuff from Gamefly just because I don't have to worry about trying to get something back to the store before I get a late fee or anything like that. And it's really the way that I get to try a lot of my games before I buy them. So I would definitely say if you're not sure or if you've heard conflicting reports about it, rent it. If you don't like it, you're only out a few bucks.
Yeah. I haven't played it, and even though I like RPGs, I'm not that interested right at this moment.
She's just not that into them.
I'm just not that into it. Because my new love at the current moment is first-person shooters.
Yeah. You know, I kind of had a feeling that
I found a new love. He swept me off my feet in RPGs. He's like, why don't you hang out with me anymore? Why don't we, you know, do what we usually do? And I say, look.
RPG knows you got a new game in your life.
It's like, it's not you.
It is you, actually.
It's me. No, it's me. I'm just, this winds of change have just blowed me and in another direction. And that direction.
I'm not going to sing it.
Person.
I'm not going to whistle it. I'm trying really hard not to.
What?
Oh, my God.
I have no idea what you're going. I have no idea.
Let's just let it go, then.
Okay.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I'm old. Okay, so Ariel, best thing that we can tell you is give it a rental. But it does look really good, and it looked like a really deep game, which I don't think anyone's ever made the argument that there's been a shallow RPG, but it seemed like the people that I've seen playing it, and just the stuff that I've seen on the web written about it, looks pretty solid. I don't think that you'll be too sad giving that a try. Audi. Another question. A try-e Audi. Kind of like take-e Audi.
Right. On a date.
Yeah. Something like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Another question that we got in was from Jarrell, who wanted to know if we had gotten our hands on Street Fighter 4 yet. And I think that this is a great little segue because mostly what we're talking about today is going to be of the Street Fighter 4, Left 4 Dead, and GTA 4. So it's three fours.
Holy crap, it's like a lot of fours.
Yeah, it's like four. Three fours.
It's a foursome. It's a foursome.
It's a three foursome. Or it's a four threesome.
It's a 4/3some of goodness.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine how that would look on paper.
I don't really want to know what that looks like. Period. Whether it's on paper or pixel. But I guess we'll have to start with how things look in pixel. So I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 truths and actually kick off the show here.
Can you do 3D in pixels? Like have it be like a red
dot, and then you got to have
goggles.
You got the you got to have you an application that can build that.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah.
I'm going to pretend anyway and put on these really cool shades.
Okay, you do the podcast in your 3D goggles. I'm going to be over here talking to the people.
All right.
I need to talk to you. We've got a serious epidemic on our hands.
We do?
Yeah. I'm here to talk to you people about digital penis. We need to stamp out digital penis in my lifetime.
And mine. Ooh, I got cock flashed for the first time yesterday.
For the your first one?
Yeah. And I've had my Xbox for like 2 years, so I think I'm a little behind the eight ball because everyone I've ever talked to, they've all had penis before. And, I mean, it just came out of nowhere and blam, penis. And I was like, ah! Essentially.
I'm sorry.
No, seriously, Ninja. You know, the way that my schedule works for school this semester, I don't have a lot of classes until the afternoon. So, you know, Esh Mom likes to wake me up every frickin' day at, like, 7.
Yeah.
So from 7 in the morning until noon when I have to go to campus, I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? You know, and I'm like, I could play WoW, but I'm like, you know what? I don't want to do that.
Wow.
I play WoW on the weekends, though, but that's the only time that I do it, if I do it.
That's okay. That's all right. Relegated to the weekends, as long as you're weaning yourself away from that to other things, I'm positively behind you.
And I've been playing Left 4 Dead in the mornings. And this one morning, you know, I wake up, Esh Mom went off to her job, and I was like, oh, man, because I kind of have this really cool click that I play on Advance and Expert with.
Nice.
And they're from London. Big ups to you guys. And absolutely love them. They're so cool. And I was like, oh, I got to get on before they get on, and then we'll get ready, and we're going to, like, totally kick some ass. And there was a male, and I'm not going to say the name because it's really not that important. And, no, there were two pictures. One was, you know, a regular picture of the guy, and I was like, he's attractive. Okay. I'm like, not that big of a deal. And then, like, 30 minutes later, another picture showed up, and bam, cock! And I'm, like, mid-coffee and toast, and I spit it out, and I drop my coffee, and poor Esh Dog.
Oh, poor Esh Dog.
Got burnt by my coffee, and she yelled.
Oh, so, poor thing.
Random guy with your cock on Xbox.
You burnt her dog, dude.
And you scarred me from, you know, pixelated penis. I don't think I could take anymore.
Well, here's the thing.
That's what she said.
Oh, good Lord. I was trying to stop you before that. The funny thing is that the guy that you got flashed for the first time flashed me the day before.
Do you think he's like a serial flasher?
He's
flashing sisters?
I think he's pretty much flashing any and everything on Xbox Live. There's a special kind of guy that does that. We kind of touched on it a little bit a couple of podcasts ago when Derek was on about some of the stuff that women gamers go through on the online experience. And I find it really funny because that was your first.
Yeah.
It was this is definitely in the double digits at this point. I can't even remember.
17?
You know, in all honesty, it's probably somewhere around the 15, 16, 17 area.
Okay.
I, however, am a lot less tolerant of the digital dick than you are, because as soon as I get one, the first thing I do is block that person. The second thing that I do is report it. Because
yeah,
Because here's the thing. I'm not against the cock.
Okay? Me neither.
I am pro-cock.
Me too.
Okay.
Well.
But. I want to be asked.
I know. You can't just thrust cock in our faces and expect us to be like.
Just. Put your junk in a woman's face.
I know.
Okay.
Especially
first of all.
Poke the bitch's eye out and then we're blind.
Okay. The whole skit that Chris Rock did about blind the bitch, that was a joke.
Let's not take it in literal context,
this
people.
This is not a place to be literal. Okay,
yeah.
If I request to see your junk, then by all means, show me your junk.
Now, mind you, she won't ever request, guys, so don't ask her.
It depends on how much I drink and if I'm in Vegas. Yeah, I mean, there are things that you can do.
You're going to have your Xbox in Vegas and be like, flash me your junk.
Possibly. I don't know. Here's the thing. If I want to see it, I'm going to ask to see it. If you don't ask, don't volunteer it.
If I don't ask, you know flash.
Okay? All right?
That was actually cool. I'm very proud of myself for that one.
I'm proud of you, too, because that just kind of rolled off the tongue. See, I'm this thing with you and the reading and the writing, good things are happening. But seriously, you got to just keep it in your pants. I don't care how proud of it you are. And don't get me wrong, some of the people that have flashed me their junk... Look, you definitely have something to be proud of, okay? I'm not gonna knock you. Others, I'm kind of wondering why you were
like,
even...
Like, why the hell did you even unzip your pants?
Think that you should take
it's
a
like,
picture
don't you
of
feel
that.
Like your Xbox is laughing at you? Because
inside
mine was.
It really is.
My Xbox was like, wow, really?
Aw, I bet you had to zoom in with a live camera to see that.
Oh.
But seriously, only show your junk to somebody if they ask...
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see your penis.
Yeah.
Speaking.
You don't see women taking pictures of our vaginas.
If I ever get one, you know what? If I ever get flashed one of those, I'm changing my gamer tag. And I'm not
like,
declaring.
Here, look at this picture. Oh my god, it's a vagina.
I don't want to see any of that. Really, no.
What about boobs? See, I wouldn't mind being flashed tits. I don't think.
Look,
as much as I am.
Boobs don't bother
Fox.
Me. Boobs don't bother me. Okay? And you want to know really where I draw the line, okay?
Vaginas.
All right. No, well, it's before vaginas, actually. Here's the thing. This is probably going to be the dirtiest podcast we're going to do all year, people, so just
yep, probably.
It only gets worse from here on out. Here's the line, though, okay? And I'm not saying that I want to see your junk. Do not surprise me with your junk.
Disclaimer.
Okay?
Ninja does not
I don't,
see
I don't.
Her junk.
I really don't. But here's the thing. If you're gonna
underline exclamation point.
If you're gonna do it, do me a favor. Fucking shave. Okay? That's not too much to ask for. Please, Jesus. Okay, if I have to see it. Okay, if the world is going to stop spinning on its axis unless you flash me your junk, shave first.
And put a bow on it.
I don't even need the bow. Just shave.
Or top hat.
Just,
and
just
aftershave.
Just shave.
That will teach him a lesson.
That's all I'm saying. Just, please. Okay? Because I don't want to see it al natural. Okay? No. I feel better about saying that. But let me just bundle that all up and say, I don't want to see your junk. Stop sending me pictures of your penis.
Keep your junk in your box.
Yes. All the way over on your Xbox. I don't want it on mine. It's like only going to get you reported, people. Okay?
Reported.
Okay.
Forever.
All right. So that being said, I have to continue on with the digital penis. Because the digital penis didn't stop at the flasher.
When I said no.
No.
It was digital penis rape.
So here's the thing.
I didn't like it at all.
I'm letting that digital penis go. We're moving on to another one.
Thank God.
So here is a massive spoiler, kinda, sorta, but not really.
Spoiler alert!
Grand Theft Auto 4, Lost in the Damned. I got it. I've been playing it. I gotta tell ya, I'm enjoying it. Okay? I like the new little arc. There are bikes everywhere. I have to say that I find that in the Lost and the Damned expansion for GTA 4, that driving motorcycles is much more responsive. I don't topple over as much trying to pull off wheelies. I don't go head first into things. Turning radius is a lot easier to control. So props to Rockstar for fine-tuning all of that before this dropped. Okay.
Okay.
And I had heard that the expansion was getting a mature rating. And I thought, no, nothing of it, because most Rockstar games get mature ratings because there's cussing in them. And then I'd kind of sort of heard through the Twitter, because, you know, if you follow the site and us, we love the Twitter. My Twitter, Roddy, what up? Hi, how you doing? And I kind of heard tell through the Twitter tales that there was some full frontal. But my brain went with naked chicks, because that's pretty much...
That's town.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I figured that we were going a little, you know, God of War, and there was going to be boobs without the bad pasties on them, and maybe some bush. I thought that you might get to see somebody go all hot coffee without having to do the mod.
Right.
I was wrong.
No mod?
Digital Wang!
Digital Wang!
Okay, Rockstar. I know...
Rockstar showed us their look, cock.
They showed us a...
Rock cock!
Here's the thing. I know that pretty much Jack Thompson's been put in his place, even though he's still trying to strip
Utah. Rip all of our clothes off just because the witch is dead.
But just because we put water and we melted the witch doesn't mean that you get buck naked on our ashes and
dance.
Stand there. No, not even dance. So here's the deal. Are you familiar with the story, kind of, sort of, that goes on in The Lost and the Damned?
No, because I haven't finished all my shit for Brucie yet.
All right, so here's the deal. In The Lost and the Damned, you basically are a member of the biker gang, The Lost, which you have an interaction with in GTA 4. Actually, you have two. One where you've got to chase a bunch of them down and shoot them all. And then you have another where you're running...
You get not Dimitri's, but that guy's daughter from, like, the lead guy.
Well, before that one, you actually had another one where you were running around with Playboy, trying to to get somebody to buy some coke. Remember
Yep, I remember that.
Okay. So the guy that you met, Johnny, at Elizabeth's house, that's who you play in The Lost and the Damned.
Oh, okay.
And you play it from the side of The Lost. So there are some interesting mechanics that I'm going to talk about here in a second, but I got to get the Digital Wang out of the way, because I don't want anybody else to be as surprised as I was.
We don't want you tripping on this Wang going, what the fuck is that? Oh my god, it's Wang.
Yeah, so you're running a mission as Johnny, and you gotta go meet Councilman Stubbs.
Stubbs. Okay. Stubbs and Wang. Or Stubby Wang, get
it. Yeah. It's either Councilman or Senator. I can't remember.
Senator Wang.
Yes, Senator Stubby Wang. So you have to go to this pretty swanky club to meet him, and he's getting a massage.
Uh-huh.
So he kicks the chick out that's giving him the massage and puts on his little, you know, song and dance. No. Then he gets up. And when he gets up from the table, he lets the towel drop. And so Johnny's sitting there going, dude, I was okay until I had to see your Wang. And he's like, just grow up. And goes into this huge diatribe, and there's this full-length mirror that's on the other side of the room. And the whole scene is cut pretty much in a way that it just kind of alludes to the fact that he's buck-ass naked. Like, you catch a glimpse of his booty in the mirror, and then he turns around, he jumps up real quick, and the camera doesn't quite fall him fast enough, so you see the top of the bush. But you're like, ooh, okay, but I still didn't see. Okay, so, you know, and your brain keeps telling you that you're gonna see this penis. But the other side of your brain keeps going, but it's a video game, and it's not AO rated, so you're not gonna see this penis. You're just gonna get really close to doing it. So you get almost all the way to the end, where Johnny's about to walk out of the room, and he turns around, and the camera's just full on head to toe, and you're like, all right, I see this character's bush, and floppy dick.
Ew, it was floppy. At least make it fucking hard, guys.
Nope. It is just kind of
flopping around like a dead fish.
Just kind of sitting
like
there. Just,
like that funnel stuff?
It's just laying there.
Does your dick hang low?
Okay. It wobbled.
It would
wobble.
Throw.
Well, and here's the thing. Okay, it wasn't even an impressive
Was it thin? Was it thin?
No, I mean, they tried to kind of sort of make it thick, but it wasn't really even...
It's pickles.
Yeah. And they spent time. After he walks out of the room, the camera turns to him, and you can see the guy just, like, stretching back, so he's pushing it out and looking at it in the mirror. I'm like, really? Really? That added what to the game? Really? Other than me going, well... Digital penis. Okay.
Digital penis.
And you have a couple other interactions with the guy. The last one I had, he's in a sauna, and he's just kind of like flapping his knees together like, whoopee! Oop, you see myself. Oop, you see myself. Oop, you see myself. Now, as a person
watching
this.
Damn it, this is what senators are doing on Capitol Hill. They're flapping their dicks around.
Well, here's the thing, okay? If the wrong person sees somebody playing this game,
they're going to think it's a sex game.
They're going to think, well, not only that, it's going to stir up a whole nother...
Gays.
It's going to hurl a whole nother deal about decency in games. And, you know, we just got rid of Jack Thompson.
Tiffy, what are you doing?
Okay.
I'm talking to Senator Stubbs.
You know, and the thing is, it's bound to happen, okay? Somebody who was old enough to buy this game and to get the content is going to have it at their place. Somebody's friend's gonna come over and be like, oh, we should play my brother's Xbox. We should play my sister's Xbox. And the next thing you know, somebody's parents are gonna call up somebody else's house. My son, Timmy, said that he saw a penis. You know, and it's gonna start this whole... And you know, I don't have a problem with gratuitous anything. I don't have a problem with gratuitous sex. I don't have a problem with gratuitous violence. As long as it plays a part... And moving the story forward. Even if it's minuscule, as long as it plays a part in moving it forward, I can go along with the riot and I can have as much fun as the next person. But this thing added no value whatsoever. I didn't need to see this guy's junk to know he's a prick.
Very funny. I was thinking about that all day.
Yeah, thank you.
I was thinking about pricks all day?
Yeah, that's pretty much how I spend my day. What the fuck? So... I just wish that, especially at this point in time, when so many good games are getting shelved because the economy sucks, companies are going under, that to have such a powerful franchise, to do something really as juvenile as this, was really disappointing. Especially when the rest of what I've played so far has been so damned enjoyable. If you've got the points... Because this is going to set you back like 1,600 points. It's going to cost you $20, basically. If you've got it, you really should take advantage of it. Because I find that I like and can align more with Johnny Klebitz than Nico Bellic.
Really?
Because for Johnny, you feel for him, okay? He's basically been running the Lost for about 15 years. Since the president of the gang got set up for a bid. Okay. The game picks up with the Lost riding to pick him up because he's been released. Billy. And Billy is fucking psychotic.
Okay.
Okay, while Johnny's been spending a lot of time building up the brotherhood, getting people to have each other's backs, not going crazy with the violence and the sex and the drugs and all that stuff, Billy comes back and he kind of reminds me of Manson. He's even got a little skull tattoo like in the middle of... his forehead in between his eyebrows.
I thought Charles Manson had a swastika.
Like I said, kind of reminds me, not exactly. But he's got this skull tattoo right in the middle of, in between his eyebrows, and he's just fucking psychotic. And he comes back, and pretty much all the stuff that Johnny's gone through to build the group up to, he blows to hell in like 15 minutes and gives him nothing but shit about it. Calling him a pussy and a pansy and a homosexual and, you know, all kinds of stuff that he's gone soft and whatever. And, you know, all Johnny wants to do is ride his fucking bike with his friends. That's really what it boils down to. And, you know, I feel for the guy. I mean, as he goes through all these missions and he keeps trying to talk sense, he's like the voice of reason. Even though he's a badass.
Right.
Okay, he's got no problems taking it to somebody. He's got no problems doing some runs. So instead of doing car runs for Brucey and the Lost and the Damned, you end up doing bike runs for a guy named Angus, who's another member of your gang, who's in a wheelchair and doesn't like Billy because he's a crazy fuck.
I bet it's because of Billy that he's in the chair.
It very well may be. I don't know. I haven't unraveled that whole piece of the story yet. But I really like the Brotherhood theme. I like the gameplay. I like the missions. You have these gang wars that pop up. There's 25 of them total that you basically have to run to a spot on the map, and a bunch of your brothers come, and they all become battle-tested so that the more wars that you do with them and they survive, the stronger they get. And so the better their AI plays.
Okay.
Which is kind of neat because you all ride together and you have these mini conversations. And then you get to where you're supposed to be. And you basically have to take out these gangs. Sometimes you got to take out a vehicle that they're transporting someplace. Other times you literally get to a spot and you just got to take out like 20 of them. And then run before the cops get there. And it's just really interesting. You can retrace a lot of your steps. Everything that you knew where it was on your map when you were playing as Niko Bellic, none of that shit shows up on your map. It's all still there, but it doesn't show up.
Lame.
So, but at first I was like, well, what the shit? But then
my shit, man?
But then I went, okay, I like this. Because it's like a massive game of Simon. I shouldn't know all the shit that Niko Bellic knows. I'm a completely different fucking dude.
Right.
So, you have to find all the food spots again so you know where you can run to get food. So it's kind of like, for me, it's like a game of memory. It's like, I know that there's a Cluckin' Bell within 3 blocks of here.
I just don't remember where.
I don't remember where it is. There it is. Let me run in there and get a sandwich, and then it shows up on the map. You know there's a titty bar around, like, this general area. I know there's a titty bar in Alderney. I just gotta remember how to get... Oh, there it is. Let's get a lap dance. That kind of stuff. So it's like a massive game of memory for me.
Okay.
Which is cool. I gotta say, I really enjoyed it. So for me, I still think that the $20 is a little pricey. I would have liked it, you know, somewhere more around the 900 point area, which isn't a huge difference in points, you know, 900, 1600, but it just depending upon whether or not I get through all the content, I'll find out really if I get my money's worth. The digital Wang kind of dropped a couple points there for me on the meter, but it's solid. It loads fast. I like the story. I like the lead character. One thing that's kind of interesting is that you get to call other members of the gangs to bring you stuff. So there's a guy that will bring you bikes. So if you ever get to a point where, like, you have to ditch your bike or whatever and now you need ride and you don't necessarily want to steal one because you're right in front of the police department, you can call him and he'll bring you a bike.
That's cool.
There's also a guy named Terry that you can call that will give you, he's basically got a gun van that you have to meet him in like an alleyway someplace in town. He always finds you nearby and he'll sell you discount weapons. So you can get like armor for like $300 instead of $500.
Nice.
You can get a sawed off shotgun. You can get all of the big weapons that you're used to getting at the regular ammo place, but for a pretty decent discount. Including a semi-automatic pistol, which is the shit, and you can get, like, a set of rounds for it for, like, $15.
Coolness.
So I was like, ka-ching, ching, 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 ching.
Coolness.
So that's really interesting because it keeps the gameplay fresh, you know, because you don't start with any money. You only earn money by doing races, by betting money at the clubhouse, which is basically the only safe house you have, is the actual club's, hangout. So it's really interesting. If you have finished GTA 4 and you're just running around doing a bunch of other missions, car runs for Brucey, the residual stuff, The Lost and the Damned adds a lot to the game. And it basically gives you a new mini story. I hope that Rockstar does more things like this. I hope that there's another additional story. I'd love to be able to, you know, actually make use of the airport and fly to someplace, some other city where I've got missions to do. Hint, 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 hint. But I gotta give it a solid 4 out of 5.
That is pretty cool.
I'm really enjoying it. So much so that I'm playing it more than Street Fighter 4. Which gets us to the stuff that Jarrell wants to know about. Because I'm pretty sure you've picked it up, right?
Yep, I picked it up today.
All right, what do you think about it so far?
Well, I've only played it for about 20 minutes because Eshmom, you know, needed me to make her some tea because she's just high off her Vikes.
She's infirmed. Let's frame that the right way. She had to go to the dentist and have a bunch of teeth pulled and things like that. So that's why she's on Vicodin, not because she's a drug addict.
Yeah, our mom's not a drug addict, bitch. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, so we picked it up today, and I put it in my Xbox, and I had to put Left 4 Dead back in its box, but only temporarily, because that's the new love of my life. And needless to say, I went into training mode, because I'm like, I'm going to have to learn. Like, I figured I'd have to learn all the combos over, because obviously gaming, the tactics and the gameplay and the controls are different now that it's on the Xbox 360.
Right.
And you know, I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, I will be Chun-Li and I will train and I will become awesome and then I'll be able to kick ass. And after 20 minutes, my left thumb was like, are you fucking insane? And my right thumb was like, I don't even know what's going on. Because, like, I hardly ever used my right analog stick. And I'm like, I don't know what any of the buttons are. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. This AI is kicking my ass. And I don't feel very big and powerful right now. And I think it fucking sucks. And I'm going to have to go and get this fucking joystick so that I can finally do all the moves with it they want you to. Fuck that.
Yeah.
That's my feeling on the matter. Fuck you.
Okay.
So what's yours?
I'm going to chime in here.
Okay.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Oh, my God.
So here's where I'm at. At first, I've played for about 5 hours now total since it came out because I got the hookup at my local GameStop. Big up P-City GameStop.
What? Big GameStop.
I can't believe you just yawned that. That's...
Yeah.
Wow. But first of all, I don't know who decided that this is the more accessible version of Street Fighter 4, because this one was supposed to be easier so that more of your casual gamers can pick it up.
Fuck that! Casual gamers can't do this shit!
I immediately turned it on to easy, because I was like, I haven't played a Street Fighter game in a long time, so there's going to be all kinds of stuff I'm going to have to re-pick up. I mean, a Hadouken is always a Hadouken, and so it's always a half circle toward whatever. But I know that there are other things I've got to remember. So I thought, I'll play it on easy, this will build up my confidence, I'll run through, I'll beat Seth's ass, and I'll come back around and I'll learn combos.
Fuck that! They want you to be like... Dude. Akimbo assassin. They need your skills at max.
Dude.
To do fucking easy.
I'm going to admit this. I have no problem with this. I didn't get past Zangief.
I got past Elf Werthe. And I was playing arcade, and these people were like, a new warrior has entered the ring. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
I had no idea what the fuck was going on. And then like people were like, I want to play. And I'm like, fuck you, dude. I'm trying to learn how to do this shit. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I immediately, when it asks you, because the game does ask you, hey, do you want to let any of your friends that are playing the game be able to come in and you can play them instead of playing the CPU? And I was like, no, turn that off. I don't want to play people until I know I'm good.
Yeah, me too.
Because I don't like or enjoy playing people when I know I suck.
And dude, does she suck?
And fuck you. I bet you I could still kick your ass.
Oh, I bet you could. I've only played for 5 fucking minutes, dude.
Well,
what the hell
you.
Are you expecting?
I after I got my ass beat because I
five
kept
minutes,
crying.
5 hours,
dude.
5 minutes,
dude. You're probably on the same level I am because let me tell you, none of my combos are where they used to be, and I really think that it's almost impossible to comfortably play, and I don't care what configuration on the controller you've used, I've tried all of them. I can't find a comfortable controller configuration that allows me to whoop ass like I'm supposed to. I've got to get the arcade stick. I don't think, at least on the Xbox 360 side, I haven't had a chance to try it on the PS3 side because Capcom hasn't sent us a copy for the PS3 side. When they send us a copy for the PS3 side, I'll be more than happy to play it. And let you know, I feel about it. But I got to tell you, I don't feel like it's playable on anything other than an arcade stick.
Yeah, because they want you to do all these freaking half circles, back, up, down.
That's where I get the problem. It's not the half circle towards or back or anything like that. Those are fine. It's the quick. It's the charge moves. And the thing is, the most beautiful moves that you have in the game
are charge moves.
And you can't comfortably do them, or at least I can't. And you know, I admittedly have little ninja paws. Okay, I have tiny hands. Kid's controller, because I tried that, because I have one of those. Still, I can't do the charge moves.
I know.
Which means I have no counters, which means computer kick up my ass every
time.
That
means anyone kick up your ass.
Well, yeah, pretty much. And, you know, that...
Free ass whoopings!
And I don't want the game to be dumbed down. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if you get a game where you can't even progress... And you start feeling like the AI is cheap.
AI is fucking cheap!
The AI is cheap, by the way. The AI actually corners.
Yep.
That shit ain't right.
And it jumps all the fucking time.
All the time! It's not right. It's like they watched me play when I was younger.
When you were a kid.
And like, oh, we're gonna play just like this. Stop it.
It's like she's gonna regret the day that she's cornered her sister.
It's not fair. I don't like it.
Well, you know,
I don't like it. Don't say the tide turned.
Several years
because the tide turned on your ass as well.
Yeah, I wasn't that awesome then, and I'm most certainly not that awesome now.
Now that being said, it's gorgeous,
beautiful.
It is stunning,
and I love the anime pull in there, guys.
Yeah, that was really fun. As the movie starts to tell the story when you play that mode, that it's all done and it's anime based. And it's really good-looking anime, too. It's not a cheap, you know,
right,
like hentai anime. It's the straight-up paid-the-full-price-o anime.
Yeah.
I definitely appreciate that bend of it. But, yeah, I started like you did. I started with Chun-Li because she was my best character from Street Fighter across the board. And couldn't do it. So I went back and I tried Viper. And that worked a little bit better. But she will more than likely become my main character, mostly because, one, she's got a really powerful set of moves, and she has the shortest move list.
Does she?
It's half screen.
Oh, wow.
She's pretty much just a straight-up fucking brawler, which I appreciate.
I couldn't even do the upside-down split starry kick thing.
Oh, because it's a charge move.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, you've got to charge down... And then flick up and kick. So you've got to be able to stay down for at least 3 seconds before you flick up and kick. I can't do it in competition. I can only do it in practice. Because the only time you get enough time to stay down that long enough is in practice.
That's lame.
So I don't know if Capcom, you want to make like a super easy mega uber noob level and release that as DLC? I don't know. But you need to do something. Because not everybody on the planet is going to be able to get the arcade stick. I tried using my mojo at 3 different GameStops. I got Bupkiss.
Bupkiss.
I'm coming up. No stick.
Oh, there was one at my GameStop, but I didn't realize I would actually need it.
Yeah, no. Got nothing.
Fuck.
So, just to let you know... If you're gonna get it, which you should, it looks gorgeous. And I've got a friend that has it on the PS3. He keeps telling me I don't know what I'm missing. I keep telling him, suck it. But
suck it.
It is gorgeous. And when you can move against the CPU, it is... I haven't noticed any buffer yet.
Oh?
I haven't noticed any jag or lag time. I haven't seen any buffer. Every time that there's a movie, if I want to go through it, if I hit the button, I'm immediately brought into my fight level.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So that's very impressive. When you take a look at the artwork that they're throwing, that there is no load time, noticeable load time, outside of the versus piece where they flash which character is going to fight which character.
Right.
Once you get past that, the little intro dance stuff that they do, if you hit the button, you're immediately brought into the point where you're going to fight. I like that. I like that it doesn't have to, you know, flash to another loading screen and then actually let me play.
Hmm.
So as far as that goes, it's stunning. It is fluid. Okay, every single button I press, when you look at the practice mode, it's registering. So there's no lag, but it's not playable with it, the current, at least, Xbox 360 controller. I don't know about the PlayStation 3, but seeing as how it's not a six-button controller, it's a four-button with shoulder buttons and triggers, I imagine that you're probably in the same place as we are on the Xbox 360 side, in wishing that you had a six-button layout controller or arcade stick.
Yeah.
Because you can get away in DOA, you can get away in Soul Calibur without having an arcade stick. And comfortably be able to play and kick ass and get your combos and combo breakers down without the arcade stick. You can't with Street Fighter 4. And I don't care who you are, you're not going to convince me otherwise.
That's right, so don't even fucking try.
So if you're going to play it, get the arcade stick. All right, now you wanted to talk to people about Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, I mean, granted, it's kind of been the only thing I've played since I bought it.
Yeah, you need to work on that.
I can't help it. I am in love, sister. Sister, I'm in love.
What are you in love with?
I'm in love with Versus. Like, I mean, I loved the game when I first played it, and I started to shoot things, and I realized that I can shoot things and they'll die. In, you know, a fake reality as opposed to me taking a gun to somebody actually and blowing their brains out.
Right, because that's not the kind of person that you are in reality.
So, that's right. I don't do that in real life. And the clan that I kind of run with in the mornings, you know, we've pretty much run through the four campaigns, and they're like, well, have you played Versus yet? And I'm like, I haven't played Versus, and I know you get to be the infected when you do that. And they're like, well, we need to do that, and we think you'll love it. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I guess maybe. And we jumped into a game, and this is the aspect of Left 4 Dead where you get eight people, and you can either be the infected or you get to be the survivors. And you play through the whole campaign. And whoever is the infected first gets to be the infected, and then we switch off and we redo the level, switching the roles.
Okay.
And you get judged on according to how many people make it to the safe room, how much damage the infected did to the survivors, and how much damage the survivors did to the infected. And by the end of the campaign, whoever has the most points wins.
Okay.
While you play as the infected, if you happen to get killed by a survivor, you respawn 20 seconds later. So, I mean, it's actually a little bit more intense than a regular campaign because you don't get nearly that many special infected, and by those I mean the boomer, which throws up on people, the hunter that pounces on people, the smoker that uses its tongue and drags people, or the witch. Now, granted, you don't get to play the witch in the Versus because, for one, she doesn't really do anything unless you aggro her, so if they made someone be that, you know, they would be very bored. And you do get the option of playing the tank, which I don't know if you've seen any of the graphics for this game, but tanks look like football players on steroids with, like, no neck and nothing else, really.
Mm-hmm.
And
brain fart.
Yeah, my brain just completely shut down for, like, a millisecond. And so... so we play, and we played as the infected, because I've played the survivor, I've played, you know, as a survivor, so that's nothing new, and I wanted a new experience, and, you know, the camaraderie and the thinking, you know, because when you play as a survivor, you're like, oh God, you know, everyone's got to stay together, and, you know, the unity is there, and I didn't think it was going to be the same thing with being the infected. But with the random people that I've come across playing Versus and the people that I play with as survivors, that mentality is still very key and very crucial. So it is addicting.
Okay.
It's addictive. And, you know, and this game isn't scary, and it's not like, oh my God, this is something that, you know, kids are going to cry cry about. I mean, there might be some, but some people are just sensitive like that.
Right.
And I mean, I just love it. I think I shine the best as a hunter when I'm the infected.
Okay.
I'm not very good being a smoker. And I, you know, I'm okay as a boomer also, but boomers, for one, all they, their special ability is to throw up. And, you know, so that, I mean, that's really the only thing that they do. They can claw, but, you know, boomers are really big and fat. So, you know, and they're slow, their mobility. So, you know, they can't get up close really fast.
Right.
Without being shot at and killed. Whereas, you know, hunters, because they prowl, and they're quiet for most of the time anyway. I mean, they growl when people get close, and then they just lunge at you. They tend to have the most ability to deal the most damage. Smokers are really good for, you know, distraction, because they can grab one, and while they're all running to save that guy, you got one hunter grab another one, and then a tank comes and fucks everybody else up the ass with no lube. So,
right.
I mean, the tactic here, I mean, it's ingenious.
So
and I'm addicted like coke. Like, oh my god, Left 4 Dead, it's so awesome.
I can't believe you just did that. Okay, the question that I have for you in listening to all of this is, since you've become addicted to Left 4 Dead, are you finding it easier to play other games in the survival horror genre? So in playing that, are you less spooked by things like Gears of War 2 and BioShock?
Gears of War 2 was not, well, I mean, you were here, and I mean, it's your copy. I mean, when you let me that, I wasn't scared because, oh my god, you know, locusts, demon-type alien things, scary. I was just scared at the mechanics because I was not originally a first-person shooter kind of girl. I was an RPG fighter, maybe sometimes racing car, but I mean, I stayed away from first-person shooters because I don't think I have the best aim in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was what was really, and I shouldn't even say frightening, but I mean, it's what made me hesitant, really. And then I played Gears of War 2 first before I even played Left 4 Dead. So Gears of War made me feel more comfortable with the type of engine associated in first-person shooters. And I was actually more scared to play Left 4 Dead over Gears of War because of the zombies and the jumping and the things vomiting on me type of complex. But since I've been playing Left 4 Dead and I've been getting better and better progressively over the 3 or 4 weeks that I've had it, where I went and got the Fear 2 demo,
mm-hmm.
and I think that'll probably be the next game I get. And I really liked the way that the mechanics in that worked. And I think also after that, after Fear 2, I think I'm also planning on getting Resident Evil 5.
I was going to ask.
I was like, do I want to follow the herd and be upset that the zombies are black in this game?
You're in Africa!
Yeah, I know. I'm like, white zombies would just not work.
I mean, there are some white people in Africa.
But they're only in
South Africa. Exactly.
So anyway, I mean, it makes me more anxious. I'm actually very excited for Resident Evil 5, you know, in the fact that, A, it's in Africa. Yes, there are zombies that are black, and, I mean, I'm not nearly as disturbed by it as, I guess, some of the gamer communities have been voicing that they are. I think I'm very excited at the fact that Chris has a partner who is playable in co-op, who happens to be black, and I don't know if you've seen Sheva, but she's gorgeous.
Look, and here's the thing, and I don't want to bring it down to like a superficial level, but I love seeing female characters that are good looking, especially those that are of some kind of ethnic background, even if it's only part ethnic background, that aren't stereotypically ugly. Okay, if I have to deal with one more black female character with a massively large nose, I might actually.
I know, we don't all have huge noses, you know.
Exactly. But here's the thing that I have about the controversy with Resident Evil 5, and it'll be the last time I mention anything about it.
Okay, what is it?
If we are to be really specific, Charlize Theron is more African-American than you or I.
Bah?
She's from Africa!
Oh, is she from South Africa?
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure we're from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Okay, back a few, generations, we had some people that came over from Africa.
Yeah.
But you and I came from Massachusetts.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not African-American. So if you're going to stage a
game, Massachusetts-Americans?
We're massholes, okay?
Aww.
Just suck it up.
Massholes.
Okay. If you're going to build a game that is going to have undead of some kind in it, and you're going to base the game in Africa, I would be more offended that there were no African characters.
Zombies.
Not even Americans. African characters. Of all descents, lighter skinned and darker skinned, than if everybody just looked like the same Caucasian character.
Hmm.
So I'm not mad that the majority of the zombies in the game are African. The game's
in Africa.
We're
in fucking Africa!
Okay? If we were in Spain,
well,
we should be shooting Spaniards.
We were in Latin America, and they were all Hispanic. Or, Latin American.
Okay, exactly. The game is merely reflecting where it was based. So I'm not upset. I'm not angry. I don't think that they're bigots. It's just where the game was set. So stop having knee-jerk reactions. Okay, you want to know what a knee-jerk reaction is?
No. Yes.
Monkey on my face eating me. You should react quickly to that.
Yeah, before it rips your face off and your arm.
Okay, a game based in Africa where you shoot black people because they're zombies? Not so much anything to get up in arms on. Unless it was developed by KKK.
If it was a game about, Louisiana.
Okay.
And the levees broke and you had to shoot black people who were trying to, escape.
Okay. That
would be something to be pissed off about.
That's something to get really upset about. That's the thing you write your congressman about.
Yeah.
That's the thing that you protest out front outside of the game developers' offices.
Yeah.
Okay? And you know what? That might be the game that maybe, just maybe, you get a bulldozer and you crush copies of the game.
Yeah.
But not this one. So people, stop being so damn PC and realize when a game is just a game. Can we do that? And also,
what's next? Resident Evil 6 is going to be in Asia and all the Asians are going to be pissed?
No! Well, Asians are going to be like, dude, I know that place. Let's shoot these people.
That's not very funny.
It doesn't have to be funny. Look. Have you seen some of the games that come out and are popular over there? Come on. You remember
Bunga
Bunga.
Actually, I did recently read something about how there was...
You remember Bunga Bunga. All right.
Yeah, and actually, as a side note, there was a game that finally got banned over there in Japan because it was called Rape Play, where it's a sim game where you play a man who rapes women and then forces them to have abortions.
So if that's what it takes to finally get a game raped,
and it took a while before they're like, we probably should take those off the shelves.
Okay, so lighten up. It's just a game. Scary and spooky. Because unlike you, I still get a little too spooked by some survival horror games. I like thrillers, but, just zombie after zombie after zombie, and then, ooh, by the way, you didn't expect anything over there. We're going to make something pop up over there now.
Then you're not going to like Resident Evil 5 because there is, a boss, like an axe boss, where, granted, he moves slower, but the axe is about half the size of Chris's torso, so two swings with that is, death. And there's a chainsaw guy who moves really, really fast, and if he gets too close to you, he pretty much chops your neck open.
Yeah, see?
And you see it. It's, graphic. Eshmom watched me play the demo, and she's like, I don't know why you guys like these bloody games.
Yeah.
And I was just like, Mom, that was actually, I wasn't expecting that. I'm like, because in most Resident Evil games, once you get caught and they go and they kill you, it kind of fades out, and then you've died. Fuck no! They let you see the fact that this chainsaw is going into Chris's throat.
I guess my final question for you is, do you think that Left 4 Dead is the best gateway drug game into getting comfortable with where the survival horror genre is going?
I probably would have to say no. only because, like I said, it wasn't the first-person shooter. I started playing Gears 2 before I played Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, but Gears really isn't a first...
It's not survival horror.
Well, and it's not a first-person shooter. There are times where it is, but you spend more time behind Marcus Fenix than in his head.
I know. Well, I've played Resident Evil games before.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, granted, I did it with the lights on, with someone else in the room, and, you know, at like 6, 8.
Yeah, but my thing to you is I don't recall you ever playing Resident Evil games on the hard or expert difficulty.
Oh, fuck no. I made it through on normal and said, okay, I'm done now.
And so you're mentioning that you pretty much play Left 4 Dead on those high difficulties.
I've been on advanced, and I've tried an expert. The difference between expert and advanced is, you know, you can shoot your team.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, in the lesser difficulties, you know, you take damage, but it's not that bad. But shooting your teammates an expert is like, you know, you incapacitate them, so they make it more realistic. Because, you know, I never liked those games where, oh no, you shot your teammate in the head and they're still alive, because in actuality, shooting someone in the back of the head results in death. Usually,
instant fail. Typically.
Epic fail. And, but, you know, when you get up into expert, like I said, shooting, it doesn't even matter what you shoot them with. If you shoot them with your pistol, if you shoot them with, you know, a shotgun, you know, they get incapacitated. They don't die right away, but, you know, God forbid you're in a horde of zombies and you're aiming at zombies and one of your teammates runs in front of you and you shoot them. You know, so, I mean, it's more of a punishment. Because they're trying to teach you to work together. And on the side note of this, of, you know, this multiplayer game, to you fucktards out there.
To the fucktards.
Oh, fucktard. How I love that you don't have a mic. How I love that you run into the witch every fucking time.
Oh, no.
How I love that you begin to shoot us when you don't get to shoot the tank. Fucking deal with it. Oh, and to the fucktards who don't like the fact that I'm a bitch and I pwn you,
to the
up
other
your ass. That's all I'm saying about that. But no, in all honesty, to the fucktards out
no.
there. In seriousness, in a multiplayer game like this, where you're not just relying on your skill, but you're relying on the skill of three other people, in the advanced and expert level, because in easy and normal, you can kind of, you know, run off on your own if you really want to be a badass. But in the advanced modes, where it really takes teamwork and strategic planning to get through a level...
Strategery.
You need a headset. I don't care if you don't want to talk to me, but you're going to listen to me. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to talk to you, too. You talk to me.
That's right. Well, it's actually really funny because, and apparently there's a lot of girls who play this game. And, you know, I've gotten a lot of respect coming out as, well, I didn't come out as a girl. I mean, I've been a girl all my life, so. Oh my God, I'm a girl.
Oh my God, you just realized it. I'm so proud of you.
Oh my God, that's a vagina. No, I'm just kidding. No, it actually is a vagina, but that's beside the point.
Oh, dear Lord.
But, you know, you can't go into this type of game, play out that level, and I mean, no matter how awesome your skill is, you know, you gotta be able to listen. So, listen.
Listen. That's all I'm gonna say. To what the Pandalicious says.
Pandalicious says, get a fucking headset. And that is all.
Okay. So, with that, I'm gonna have to remind people to keep visiting us on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or use the short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can use the hit us up link. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we're also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. Our show airs on the All Games Radio Network, found at www.allgames.com. On Monday nights, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time, you can catch our show as well as some other really, really fun shows like Super Happy Fun Time Show,
Dead Pizza Live,
Ultimate Quest,
Video Game Outsiders,
Evil Avatar,
Chatterbox,
Bobby Black Wolf Show, and
Friday Night Gaming.
So if you like what we do, even like only like 20%, which isn't a lot.
I like what we do 99.9%.
I like what we do like 110%, and not just because we do it, but you crack me up, and I crack me up. So that's like double crack up.
I crack me up too.
It's good times. So is the stuff over at allgames.com. So definitely give it all a listen. Become part of the fam. So with that, I'm going to have to call this podcast Toast.
I'm going to call it Toast, too.
What are you doing with your toast?
I'm going to go and put it in a corner and pretend it's a witch and shut off my flashlight and walk around it so I don't aggro my toast.
You should not aggro your toast.
Do not aggro the toast. What are you doing? What are you doing with your toast?
I'm going to aggro it.
Bitch! You're not my... Fuck that!
I'm just kidding!
That's not even funny. The witch does so much damage, and the toast does even more damage than the witch does.
Oh, alright. I won't aggro the toast.
Turn off your flashlight!
Alright, my flashlight's off.
Okay.
And we're out.
Bye!
Bye!